Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Easy country music. Yeah, I was always a crazy one, broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Each time I tell myself I think I've had enough, it, it ain't right. No, you never hear me crying. You know I cry all the time. Each time I tell myself that I can't stand the pain, you hold me in your arms and I start singing once again.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music. Just want to say thank you right off the bat to all of you listening to the show today. It's going to be a good one, complete with a comedy break about halfway through the show and the Sweet Country Music feature presentation in the second half of the show. And at that time, I'll present some bluegrass music, one of the roots of country music. And I think you're going to like what I picked up. You just heard an amazing remake of a major rock hit, but this time it was done in traditional country style. Peace of My Heart by Faith Hill from 1994. The number one hit for Faith Hill was a number 12 hit in 1969 for Janis Joplin when she was with Big Brother and the Holding Company. Now, it is said that until Faith Hill recorded that song, she had never heard the Janis Joplin version. Boy, the stuff you learn around here. I opened the set with Toby Keith and a number one hit for him in late 1999, How Do You Like Me Now? Toby Keith is one of my favorite country artists because I never know what he's going to do next. I mean, I still can't walk past a display of Red Solo Cups in a store without thinking of his 2011 hit, Red Solo Cup.
Thank you for being my friend.
Don't mention it.
Red Solo Cup.
Everybody sing here.
I fill you up. Let's have a party.
See, now that song is going to be in your head all day, isn't it?
Sweet country music.
Here you come again. Just when I've begun to get myself together. You waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering. Yeah.
Number one hit record from 1987, Born to Boogie. The song was from the album of the same name, which won the Country Music Association Album of the Year Award in 1988, and the album was also number one on the album charts back then. I opened the set with a 1977 Grammy Award-winning song from Dolly Parton, Here You Come Again. The song stayed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for 5 weeks and hung on to the record chart itself for 19 weeks. The Grammy Award the song won was for the Best Female Country Vocal Performance.
Sweet country music.
Here's one of the legends of country music on Sweet Country Music.
In 43, they put to sea, 13 men and Kennedy, aboard the PT-109 to fight the brazen enemy. And off the Isle of Olesana, in the strait beyond Nauru, a Jap destroyer in the night cut the 109 in two. Smoke and fire up on the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. And on the coast of Kalimangaro, looking through his telescope, Australian Evans saw the battle, for the crew had little hope. Two were dead, some were wounded, all were clinging to the bow, fighting fire and a fighting water, trying to save their lives somehow. Smoke and fire.
fire upon the scene. Everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. MacMahon, the Irishman, was burned so badly he couldn't swim. Leave me here, go on, he said, 'cause if you don't, we'll all be dead. The P.T. skipper couldn't leave him, a man to die alone at sea. And with a strap between his teeth, he towed the Irishman to the sea. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. He led his men through waters dark, rocky reefs and hungry sharks. Braved the enemy's bayonets, a 38 hung round his neck. 4 more days and 4 more nights, a rescue boat pulled into sight. The BT-109 was gone, but Kennedy and his crew lived on. Now who could guess, or who could possibly know, that this same man named Kennedy would be the leader of the nation, be the one to take command. The PT-109 was gone, but Kennedy lived to fight again. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, but JFK and his crew lived on. Which proves it's hard to get the best of a man named John.
Big John.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
No mistaking the sound of Johnny Cash, and that was one of his number one hit records, Sunday Morning Coming Down, from 1970. Now, between 1968 and the early 1970s, it seemed that everything and anything that Johnny Cash did was a big success. Music, television, concerts, you name it. I opened the set with a 1962 crossover hit record from Jimmy Dean, PT-109, the story of the sinking of John F. Kennedy's PT boat in the South Pacific during World War II. The song was also a top 10 hit record on the pop charts for Jimmy Dean. Now, you see and hear him on TV selling his meat products, but did you know that he had his own TV show on not one but two networks, on CBS in the late 1950s and on ABC around 1963?
Sweet country music.
How about a couple of songs from the early 1980s that were big hit records? On turntable number two is a song from Eddie Rabbit and Crystal Gayle.
Just you and I, sharing our love together. And I know in time we'll build the dreams we treasure, and we'll be alright. Just you and I. Just you and I.
Just you and I.
Sharing our love together.
And I know in time
we'll build the dreams we treasure.
Just you and I.
And I remember
I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I hope you understand. I don't need fortune and I don't need fame. Send down the thunder, Lord, send down the rain. But when you're planning just how it will be, plan a good day for me. Lord, I hope this day is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good.
Good picking there. Oh, speaking of picking, just a reminder that a comedy break is coming up soon, and during the second half of the show, I'll be playing some amazing bluegrass songs that you probably haven't heard in quite a while. That was Don Williams and his number one hit from 1981, Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good. The song stayed on the Hot Country Singles record chart for a whopping 20 weeks, and on our radios a lot longer than that. I'll open the set with Eddie Rabbit and Crystal Gayle with their number one duet from 1982, You and I. Now, this song is kind of special to me because as a mobile DJ, many brides and grooms over the years have requested that song be played as their first song as husband and wife. And, of course, I was happy to oblige.
Sweet country music.
Time now for a comedy break here on Sweet Country Music, and I'm going to do something a little bit different this time around. Instead of playing a comedy track from stand-up comics like Jeff Foxworthy or Larry the Cable Guy, I'm going to play a comedy song from Rodney Atkins. Now, he's well known for his country songs that are both funny and entertaining. And when I was riding my John Deere the other day, I thought about this song. So, here it is, Rodney Atkins and a song all about friends with tractors.
I sat beside a man from Hollywood, California on a plane. He said he had rich and famous friends. Yeah, he liked dropping names. I said, well, how'd it do? It's good for you. I dig a lot of those actors. But son, you ain't got a thing on me. See, I got friends with tractors.
They'll grow your groceries, haul a load, pull you out, then fix the road. They're good at slowing speeders down when they pass through from out of town. I'll live out in the country, happily ever after. I got everything I need, 'cause I got friends with tractors. Come Friday night, we hit the woods, go bogging in our trucks. It's just about a guarantee some good old boy gets stuck. Where I come from, you can bet your butt a mud hole ain't a factor. I'll sink mine to the floorboard, 'cause I got friends with tractors. And they'll grow your groceries, haul a load, pull you out, then fix the road. They're good at slowing speeders down when they pass through from out of town. I'll live out in the country, happily ever after. I got everything I need, 'cause I got friends with tractors. Yeehaw. I've been to fancy five-star restaurants and I left there barely fed. They charged me for the water, the butter and the bread. That gourmet meal looked more to me like fish bait on a cracker. But I'll stay fat and happy, 'cause I got friends with tractors. And they'll grow your groceries, haul a load, pull you out and fix the road. They're good at slowing speeders down when they pass through from out of town. We'll live out in the country, happily ever after. I got everything I need, 'cause I got friends with tractors. Yeah, I got everything I need, 'cause I got friends with tractors. Yeehaw. Man, talking about internationals and John Deere's, Massey Ferguson's, whatever you got. We don't discriminate. Front end loaders, bush hogs, post hole diggers. You need them. Gotta have them. I believe I do know one actor. Is Larry the Cable Guy an actor? Oh well. He's got a tractor.
That is the sweet country music comedy break, and I decided to play a comedy song from Rodney Atkins called Friends with Tractors. I got a kick out of that particular song because it's kind of true. I mean, when's the last time you were tooling along the highway a little above the speed limit when you came across a big old tractor slowing everything down and you couldn't pass? I hope you enjoyed the sweet country music comedy break with Rodney Atkins and his song all about friends with tractors.
Sweet country music.
Time now for the sweet country music feature presentation. And this time around, I'm going to play some good old bluegrass songs. Now, I've made no secret about it that bluegrass is one of my favorite types of country music. Heck, I even tried learning how to play the banjo once. Found out I was all thumbs. Well, I tried. Anyway, it took some time to find a couple of bluegrass songs that I would play, and I hope you like them because both are rarely heard on radio anymore. One is from the late 1950s and the other from 1979. So let's kick off this bluegrass feature presentation with Bill Monroe and his bluegrass boys with Gotta Travel On.
I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, the winter's coming on. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've gotta travel on. High sheriff and police riding after me, riding after me, yes, coming after me. High sheriff and police riding after me, and I feel like I've gotta travel on. I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. Rides to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home. Johnny can't come home. No, Johnny can't come home. Papa writes to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home, 'cause he's been on the chain gang too long. I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's come unknown. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. Wanna see my honey, wanna see her back, wanna see her bed, oh, I wanna see her bed. Wanna see my honey, wanna see her bed. She's the best gal that poor boy's ever had. I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got it.
Don't you cry. Though in shackles and chains they will take me to a prison to stay till I die. And at night through the bars I will gaze at the stars and long for your kisses in vain. A piece of stone I will use for my pillow. My companions will be shackles and chains. That I love best. In heartache, you're my consolation. In sorrow, my haven of rest. And at night, through the bars, I will gaze at the stars. The plans that we made were in vain. A piece of stone I will use for my pillow. While I'm sleeping in shackles and chains.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the Sweet Country Music feature presentation with a couple of bluegrass songs that take country music back to its roots. That was Shackles and Chains from Mack Wiseman with the Osmond Brothers from 1979. The song actually made it to number 95 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart back then. Now, I chose the song because it reflects the roots of bluegrass, not only with the instruments, but with the vocals as well. I opened the bluegrass feature presentation with a classic bluegrass song from Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. Gotta Travel On was actually a number 15 hit record back in 1959, and it's been recorded and performed by countless performers over the years. Gotta Travel On is truly one of the bluegrass classics. And by the way, the banjo song I played as I introduced the bluegrass feature presentation was called Banjo in the Hollow by the Dutch Bluegrass Boys.
Sweet country music.
Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. Once I had every reason a man could want for going home and making love, but now I don't. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hurting so, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. It's so hard now just knowing there's another, that she's out with him, knowing that I love her. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hating him, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home.
Was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Strawberry wine, kids have grown over now. Years since they've seen the plow. There's nothing time hasn't touched. Is it really him or the loss of my innocence? I've been missing so much.
Now, there's a song that got me wondering how good that stuff would taste. Strawberry Wine by Deanna Carter from 1996. And it was a number one hit record for her back then. Deanna Carter didn't have a lot of hit records, actually, racking up about 11 of them between 1996 and 2005. But the song you just heard won a Grammy Award for the Country Music Single of the Year. Out on the set with Gene Watson and his number seven hit record from late 1984, Got No Reason for Going Home. It was the 31st hit record the Texas singer-songwriter would have, and he would go on to have a lot more. In fact, he was inducted into the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame in 2002.
Sweet country music.
Today I sat alone at the window, and I watched our little girl outside at play with the little boy next door. Like so many times before, but something didn't seem quite right today. So I went outside to see what they were doing. And I hung my head in shame when I heard our little girl say to him,
I don't wanna play house. I know it can't be fun.
I've watched Mommy and Daddy, and if that's the way it's done,
I don't wanna play house. It makes my mommy cry.
'Cause when she played house, my daddy said goodbye. Daddy, and if that's the way it's done,
I don't wanna play house. It makes my mommy cry.
'Cause when she
plate house, my daddy said goodbye.
I came crawling home last night, like many nights before. Finally made it to my feet as she opened up the door. And she said, "You're not gonna do this anymore." She said, "I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, we'll put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall." She said, "Just bring those Friday paychecks and I'll cash them all right here. And I'll keep on tap for all your friends, their favorite kind of beer. And for you, I'll always keep in stock those soft aluminum cans. And when you're feeling macho, you can crush them like a man." She said, "We'll rip out all the carpet and put sawdust on the floor. Serve hard-boiled eggs, pretzels, and I won't cook no more. There'll be Monday night football on TV above the bar, and a payphone in the hallway when your friends can't find their car." She said, "I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table and put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall." She said, "You'll get friendly service and for added atmosphere, I'll slip on something sexy and I'll cut it clear to here. Then you can slap my bottom every time you tell a joke. Just as long as you keep tipping, well, I'll laugh until you're broke." She said, "Instead of a family quarrel, we'll have a barroom brawl. When the helms bear says it's closing time, you won't have far to crawl. And when you run out of money, you'll have me to thank. You can sleep it off next morning while I'm putting it in the bank." She said, "I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. Then when you and your friends get off from work and you have a powerful thirst, well, there won't be any reason why you can't stop off here first." She said, "I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall."
You know, whenever I hear that song, I think of those home renovation television shows on cable, like Love It or List It, Property Brothers, you know, those kind of shows. Well, that was David Frizzell and his number one hit record from 1982, "I'm Gonna Hire a Wino to Decorate Our Home." The song is about a wife who is sick and tired of her husband spending all his money on booze at the bar, so she decides to renovate their home into a bar so he can stay home more often. Up in the set with Tammy Wynette's number one hit record from 1967, "I Don't Want to Play House." Now, in the late 1960s, she racked up 7 number one hit records in a 2-year period from 1967 to 1969, but of course had many more number one hit records in the years ahead. Sadly, Tammy Wynette passed away in 1998 at the age of 55. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over, but I had a chance to do something I like to do. weekend, that is, pleased myself with some music I like. For instance, I got a chance to play some bluegrass. Now, bluegrass music is one of my favorites. Love it. Especially the banjo. I had a chance to play a couple of great songs like Gotta Travel On from Bill Monroe, Shackles and Chains from Mack Wiseman. Oh, it was fun. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Larry Kratzer, your host, and I will be talking to you real soon on this radio station. Stick around.